Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, you too. Even you. Welcome to the Human Design and You podcast, a podcast with an expiration date. Don't listen to this too far after Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m., 1:13 p.m. on October 4th. Because if you do, it just might be that everything is irrelevant, okay? Over to the transits for today. The sun is 48.3. The gate of depth. The well. This is a resource available in the now. It's the necessary and qualitative foundation that is a prerequisite to establishing the common good. A storehouse of vital information as a pattern. And line three is incommunicado. The exaltation, symbolized by the no moon phase, where the potential of light is unrecognized, unavailable, and unknowable. The redeeming value is in the transience of such a stage, which can give strength to those so afflicted, where the development of taste and depth is a long-term process, and the detriment, the profound anxiety, when a profound intelligence is forgotten in the wilderness, the tendency in a long-term process, development of taste and depth, to anxiety. The tendency to anxiety in a long-term process, that is the development of taste and depth. Patience is the key, and we'll go right over to the moon sign, because the second subheading of Gate 41, the moon's transit for today, decrease, is patience is the great virtue. The gate of contraction, and this is the drive of the moment. The limitation of resources, which maximizes the development of potential. Fantasizing and recognizing the one feeling of value begins the next cycle. This is interesting. Fantasizing and recognizing the one feeling of value begins the next cycle. Line three, efficiency. In times of decrease, selfishness is justified. Efficiency. In times of decrease, selfishness is justified. And it's only in detriment. Instinctive assistance. Admirable, but in this position misguided, where two will use up resources twice as fast as one. The energy that fuels the feeling to share. And over to the earth sign, the grounding element, gate 21, biting through. Where's gate 21? That one doesn't sound familiar. The gate 21 is in the throat. The gate of the hunter, huntress, strength of the will, the justified and necessary use of power in overcoming deliberate and persistent interference. Power is fulfilled through demanding control of the environment. And line three, powerlessness, where the just are condemned to a futile confrontation with superior forces. The exaltation, defeat as a survivable humiliation, often acceptable through the abuse of drugs and alcohol. Unless one follows one's own material path, the breaking of the ego by superiors, and the detriment. Total withdrawal, a lack of will for the material path in order to protect the ego. Let's go over to Pluto as the bonus for today in gate 61.6. It is an exaltation. You know how I love the exaltation. So just a positive note after that very grounding earth element. Gate 61 is inner truth, the gate of mystery, the potential of inner truth is silence, the awareness of universal underlying principles, the pressure to know the absolute truth, the mysteries of life, and to resolve the individual tension to know. Line six, appeal, and the exaltation which we are in, only exaltation, the profound attunement to the collectivity that can lure the public to a truth, inspiration that can bring clarity to the collective. And that's another Human Design and You podcast. I hope that you subscribe in your podcatcher. That way you'll get a notification, hopefully, that there's a new one. And then you'll stop whatever you're doing and listen to it while it's fresh. Take care, everyone.